You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Loafing Boy,
Crash Dummy,
Job Pursuit,
Baby Target.
I believe it's pronounced Tarjay.
You've almost got it right. It's a hard G.
Yeah,
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman Laveau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast.
That is I.
Hey, we are battered and bruised and patched together with spit and bubble gum, but we are on the air.
Yes. unbeknownst to our listeners, we are recording on a Tuesday night rather than Monday night, but you all don't give a shit because you're getting it Wednesday night anyway. That's why we got the spare day.
Yeah, that's right, because my computer was made in the Stone Ages. And it's also a teenager. It thinks it doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, you have a millennial computer. Yeah. Lazy as fuck.
It just is like, no, I'm just going to have a little blinking light in the corner of your monitor instead of giving you, you know, your Windows. So enjoy.
Yeah. And also, too, we record over Skype. So, you mean, we kind of need it. It's like, can't you just use Rob's computer? Well, you know. Yeah.
Well, I could. I mean, worst case scenario, I would have either had to drive down to see you or we would have done it over the phone. We've got that ability to.
We do have that ability. We do.
So I would have been a little tin can sounding, but we would have got it done.
Yes, we would have made it. So a couple of things. What do we have? Elsa Ardell, a young lady that I commissioned to do a little a comic book rendering of us.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was. We've got it on Instagram and on our Roman Podcast fan page.
Yeah,
and,
it's also the cover shot on our banner on our Twitter account too. Yeah, so you can find her work. It is at Elf Adele, ELFADELL, and that was my early Christmas present to Roman and I to the show anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. That
yeah,
was,
and why did she shave 20 years off us too?
Well, yeah, and I've never looked so good.
I look better, I guess. I could use a few pounds in the picture, but yeah, no, she does fantastic work. And if you check that out, if you can see all sorts of actually our pictures on if you look at my Twitter account, Robert MM Cast, and you see my profile picture, and you can see the cartoon rendering. It's. I asked for. She was like, "Do you want more realistic or more cartoony?" I said, "No, go cartoony. You got lots of funny to play with there." So,
yeah, it just is very comic bookish. Just yes. Like I was very impressed. I was like really excited, and I messaged it out there, and I guess it the way I set it up is it goes out to from Instagram to Twitter, then Twitter to Facebook, yep. and she saw my message and she replied saying that she was very happy that I enjoyed it. I was just like. Yeah, it's fantastic work.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it is fantastic, and I was really pleased. And she literally got back to me, and I talked to her Sunday night, and literally Monday night, I had it. I can't remember the exact day, but it was literally 24-hour turnaround.
Wow.
Yeah, completely unbelievable. So so check that out at Elfadel, and you'll see the links all over. I'll put some in the show notes. Also, too, congratulations to our Toronto Argonauts in the CFL winning the Grey Cup in stunning fashion Sunday night.
Yeah, so the Toronto Rough Riders beat the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
No. Argonauts beat the heavily favored Calgary Stampeders, and they won the Grey Cup. I would get into it, but it would just bore you to death. But it was a fantastic finish. Toronto was outplayed all game. They had a few big plays and a... Calgary just, this one will go down as Toronto didn't win it, Calgary lost it. But either way, 17 Grey Cups, man counting.
Well, yeah, well, they lost it last year, right?
Yeah, they lost it. I was at that Grey Cup here in Toronto. Right. They played, lost to Ottawa in overtime.
Yeah, and that was actually a fantastic game. That was like pretty amazing.
Oh, it was, yes. And you can see me behind every field goal almost. So, you know.
Yeah, and the and for those who don't know, you know, and you know, you hear a lot of jokes from the from different people about the Canadian Football League. I mean, I jest, but honestly, it's a much faster game than the NFL. Yeah. It has three downs instead of four. The fields are longer and wider. Mm-hmm. So it makes for a very exciting game because you can't draw out your plays by making running plays and going like, okay,
yeah,
we'll take the second down. It's like, no, I got two shots and then I got a punt.
Yep, exactly.
So it's a very fast throwing game.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you're running back and can average you 4 yards a carry, still not enough. You got to punt. Like,
yeah. And that's true. And the and for those who are like, oh, why would I ever watch that? Well, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson used to play in the league.
Yes, he was actually cut by the league too.
Yeah, he loves to bring that part up too.
Yeah, he does. He does. That's where he made his life changing decision after being cut by said Stampeders. But anyway,
look how big Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson is, right?
Yes.
So if you're going to football, you think you're going to be the greatest football player, and then they're like, okay, you're not going to make it to the NFL, but we're going to shunt you over to the Canadian Football League for a couple of years, and then you do real well there, we'll bring you back in the NFL.
Yep.
And you get cut from the CFL, which is completely demoralizing. Now he's now the biggest, you know, actor in Hollywood right now, making all kinds of money, great movies and all that. Now, so just remember, people.
Oh, yes. And also,
just because you pursue your dream in one place doesn't mean you won't end up in the right place.
That's right. And not to get political, but a little sidebar, one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, Warren Moon, had to start his career with the Edmonton Eskimos up in the CFL because the NFL would not hire a black quarterback, unfortunately, at the time. And then they came around, and then he went south to the Houston Oilers and had an amazing career.
And I knew none of that about his career. What I did know was that when I started watching football, when you and Steph introduced me to football,
yep,
this is before I played it, before anything. Actually, you guys taught me. 6 months later, I walked onto a team and I made starting lineup.
Yes.
That's how good you guys were for coaching me.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, all I knew is that the Canadian Football League, I would watch. I knew who Warren Moon was.
Yep.
And I really liked the way he played. He was a pretty amazing quarterback. And then he went to the NFL. So I was like, well, I got to pick an NFL team. Well, I really like Warren Moon. I had no idea about all this, the racial stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just like, man, that guy is really good. And so I was a Houston Oilers fan for a long time. And then he retired and Houston moved the team.
Yeah.
They always keep moving my team, Rob.
Yeah, every time you pick a team, they move.
Yeah, they and move. This is the thing with, I mean, we've got a history of that here where, you know, where athletes who are minorities – come up here.
Yeah, of course.
Making a name for themselves, like Jackie Robinson, right? With Montreal Expos. And
no, well, the Montreal, what was it? Montreal, it was a farm team for Brooklyn. Montreal Royals, as I think at the time.
Okay,
anyway, Rose, yeah. But this is not a history lesson. But the whole point is the CFL does have a very long and storied history, and it was the 105th Grey Cup. So, yeah, I know it gets joked around. Yeah, Cinderella Football League. Well, you know. Very fun. Oh,
I've been to a few games, actually. The intro, it's actually really fun.
Yeah, and for myself, like, I was a former season ticket holder for the Toronto Argonauts until I moved a little bit far away. When I lived in Toronto, I had season tickets because it was like, yeah, I loved it. But now I'm a little farther. It's a little hard to get there for 7 o'clock kickoff when you're home at 5, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, but anyway, congrats to the Toronto Argos. Obviously, I'm very, very happy. Also, what else is going on? While we're on football real quick, our fantasy football is coming to an end. We got two more games left in the regular season, and I'm grinding it out. Right now, if we ended the season today, I'd be in the playoffs, but that is by no means guaranteed. You're in. You're going to the playoffs regardless.
If anybody thinks, if you need to know anything about me, it's you're in.
You're in, yes. If you have to.
Actually, I should have won this week. Actually, no, it was a long shot, but had I played a couple different guys.
Yep.
And I only lost by like 9 points, and I really made a comeback. Like, I got 160 points. Yeah, like, that is a huge amount.
But also, too, you beat me by like 9 points last week. Like, so it's like one of the, and I desperately need the wins. Like, I started 1-7. I'm 4-8. I'm clinging for my life. Just get me to the dance. I can take it from there. But anyway, so yeah, and in much anticipated, also anybody that knows us knows we have that big cup we play for. So we play for our cup. It's like a 13-inch diameter bowl, and it's been, this is our 14th. Yeah, this would be our 14th year. So it's, you know, we have tradition here in Canada. That's, we have lots of cups and age and tradition. But anyway, other than that, I have mailed out the first big batch of holiday cards. Now, if you are in Canada and you live close to my house, you're probably trickling in. Actually, I know one of our listeners has posted on Instagram that they received a card already. But nice. Yeah, but like I said, I just wasn't going to the post office one day. Oh, here's my Canadian friend. Or because I wanted to get to the post office because we have holiday cards going overseas and we have them going all over the States. Now, when they arrive there next week in December, it'll be appropriate. Right. More on time. But to our Canadian listeners, if you get your card early, I apologize, but you know, sorry, but we didn't want to miss out.
Sorry, Merry Christmas, sorry.
Yeah,
and happy holidays, sorry.
Yes, and also too, we literally have a couple left. So if anybody wants one, they're going and going fast. So message me, and if we have any left, then you mean we'll get it out to you.
Yeah. Stop sending them to me, Rob, all right? Just yes. Send them out to the fans.
That's only the tasty nudes.
That's what we're going to do next year. If we sell out this year, then me and Rob will do a provocative pose in a tasty nude fashion, and that will be next year's Christmas card.
Oh, will that be like the – or no, you know what we should do? We should take the pose. So we got this one picture, tasty nude of the both of us, but it's only going in one holiday card. So one of our lucky listeners, it would be like Willy Wonka. Well, with a lot more Wonka.
It's kind of the reverse of Wonka. It's not like, oh, I'm going on a trip to a fabulous place. It's going to be like, oh, my God, yeah. What did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, you don't want to call yourself a winner after seeing that. Did I just...
It's a Willy Wanker.
Did I just win? That seems odd. I feel more violated and offended.
I feel dirty, but I'm a winner. I can't. There's a little cognitive dissonance going on here. I can't put the two. I don't know. Where's the alcohol?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So let me think. Other than that, no, we're rip roaring. We're days away from December. So obviously over the holidays, we're going to try to get out our show every Wednesday. We'll try to make it work. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll try. But you know, we may take a break here there and, you know, send you off in a lovely clip show. But yes. If not, what we'll try to do is we'll try to record a couple shows in a week or two. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, we'll make sure you get a show. But, you know, we may take some time off, you know, because we need to go create havoc in order to record havoc.
Yes, exactly. We have to go stir shit in Florida. So shit remains stirred. Anyway,
it's just a rally. We're going down to Florida to rally.
No, again. Fuck! I ain't going any rallies in the southern states. Fuck that.
Remember who you are, Florida. That's all I'm gonna say.
No rallies in the southern states. No. That's
really?
That's not cool.
Really? I don't know. I was just
don't click yes to any of those invites.
Are you sure? I think we should go down there with a bunch of people from like way up north, all our friends. And, you know, I think it'd be fun to get dressed up as ghosts, wouldn't it?
No, absolutely not.
Are they scaredy cats down there?
Yes, this is horribly wrong. The views and opinions expressed by Roman LeBeau are not held by Robert Gast or surrounding friends and family. So,
why do you hate ghosts, Rob? Why do you hate ghosts?
I have a ghost, I'm ghost phobic.
Yeah, you'll turn me into a ghost if I go down there.
That's right. Anyway, so other than that, anything going on with you this week?
I got one more next weekend, or this weekend coming up is my last weekend, and then I'm off. Off work, vacation time, man.
Vacation time. Wow, yeah, it's a big one too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a month.
Yeah, so now they're expecting a show every week. It's like, you're off for a month and you can't put out a 45-minute show, you piece of shit.
That's right. I got to go do stuff.
I got stuff to do.
There's a whole maple syrup run. Don't you know how Canada works, people?
Yeah.
You take your vacation time and then you go collect all the maple syrup for the rest of the world.
Right.
All right? You know how you get it? Like you, even in Switzerland, you have to, you know, join the army when you're 18. Serve couple years.
Right.
Israel, same thing. Canada, you got to join the. The sappers, they call them, but it's actually the maple sappers.
Yes, he go tap. I used to take my vacation time and go do a whole lot of tapping, but I don't think that was the same thing as what you're doing.
And then at the end, there's the great bonfire, which is called the Tap Sap, and we all... The
Tap Sap? I don't know.
It's just me?
Oh, just you.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
It's like Burning Man, but sticky.
Goo Man.
Goo Man. Awesome. Well, we gotta squeeze out a quick show for you tonight there. But Roman, do you got any headlines you can?
Yeah, man. I've got. Look, I haven't even read through some of these. I just kind of glossed over them because I just think some of these are worth not reading.
Okay.
All right. That's how funny they are. Okay. Florida man. Hey. Florida.
Yes.
I wonder if he likes ghosts.
Jesus Christ.
Florida man purposely crashes car to prove intersection is unsafe.
Oh, okay. So what is this? Is he upset about some signage or?
Well, this is a 61-year-old man, so you know, he's got a, you know, it's one of those old guys who goes, I'll show you it's not safe.
Right.
Yeah. So he was so driven to prove that busy intersection in his neighborhood was unsafe. The police said that he purposely crashed his truck into an SUV to make a point. People are always running stop signs at that intersection, and since you guys, law enforcement, don't do anything, I did. Oh, yeah, with a social justice warrior, you know, like, I'll show you. Yeah. I know more than the cops.
Yeah.
So this is Lake County Sheriff's Department. Basically, I guess they ended up charging. Nobody was injured. The SUV driver told the deputies that he was going through the intersection in Claremont when Homer's truck pulled out in front of him, and just said, because he was waiting for a guy to run the stop sign, and once he saw that, he plowed into him.
Oh, okay. So this is one spot where people are constantly running a stop sign, and he's making a point, but he was waiting, timing it, so like, yeah, okay, this guy's going to run the stop sign, I'm going to pull out. Okay, so is this because, maybe the stop sign was... You mean like you couldn't see it? It was behind a tree or a bush?
No,
or...
I think it's just the type of intersection where people are just kind of like, there's probably multiple stop signs or multiple curves, and you get to that one and you're just kind of like, oh, fuck, I don't feel like stopping for this one.
Right.
You know, so you roll the stop, and that's probably what's happening. People are either blowing through it or rolling it, and his house is in the neighborhood, and since he's 61 years old, he's probably close to retirement.
Right.
Right. And so he's probably like, this is all he does is he sits on his porch and he notices who blows a stop sign every day?
Well, yeah, this is a thing, right? Like actually around my place, we got a in Cambridge, Ontario, they're making a lot of roundabouts.
Yeah.
So, and they took one big long stretch where they used to have four-way stops and put roundabouts in, and it is 1,000 times faster. And it's just the more economical, less braking, just yield to the guy to your left, and then once you get a chance, you go like it's fantastic. But
when I go to your place, I go through two of them.
Yeah, but the problem is other people, and there's some people I know, probably, you know, not elderly, but let's say of my parents' age don't understand. Let's say my wife's parents' age that don't understand. Okay, let's say my mother-in-law doesn't like them. She doesn't like us because like no, these are because they're not common in Canada.
Right, yeah. but if your mom or your family is from Europe,
yes,
they're usually quite familiar with them.
Yes, exactly. Except
it saves money because you don't need lights, you don't need people don't have to stop, you know, and it works well. Like you know, and then you just go in circles, going Big Ben, kids,
oh yeah,
right there, Big Ben,
European vacation. Yeah. So back to this other guy, he's just being a dick.
And it's just like, well, what else in his neighborhood does he see that might be a problem?
Well,
you know, it's like those hookers are causing people to have sex with them. I'm going to go over there and have sex with them.
That's right. I'm going to show them, and I'm going to smoke this crack cocaine just to show you how.
That's right. I'm going to let that toothless hooker suck me off. Yes. And then I'm going to get an STI or an STD.
STI.
Right? And I'm going to go to the clinic and I'm going to prove to you that those are dirty hookers.
That's right. And they're like, sorry, sir. We've revoked Obamacare. We can't help you out with your with your STD.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So,
yeah.
Don't do that. You're still responsible. If you're intentionally causing, like, what if this person had yes, they blew the stop sign, but what if they had a kid and kids in the car, or somebody got hurt? You just fucking go through the proper channels when you want it shit like that.
Yeah,
changed.
Well, he must have been sitting there just like revving his engine, just waiting.
Yeah,
the first guy to go through the intersection without stopping, he was like, oh,
Yeah.
You were asking for it.
Yeah, I understand the point he's trying to make, but like, don't be a fucking asshole. Like, it grates me because I know that personality. I'm sure we both mutually know someone who's like that.
Yeah. Oh, so I used to, this is what the point I was going to make. I used to live this before I moved here. So about, 12 years ago,
right.
I lived in the other side of Toronto in Scarborough. Yes, it is as tough as it sounds.
Yes.
And so we had a guy who was retired and all he did was drink. But if anybody did anything in the neighborhood, this guy was on their property going, "What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, is that how you build it? Yeah, okay, that's how you're going to build it, right? Okay, I see how you're building it there." And just hovered over you.
Oh, fuck.
And he was the guy who had to know what everybody was doing, right? And he directed you, and he was telling you how to do it, even though he had no idea. So his name was Ron. So we ended up by his nickname across the neighborhood that we gave him was Captain Ron. They're like, "Oh, there's Ron again." I'm like, "Oh, you mean Captain Ron?" And the neighbors would fucking laugh their ass off. Literally would come up to you and be like, "Oh, yeah, that's how you pour cement? Yeah, okay, well, maybe you should have put a few more sport posts here." And it's like, "Get out of my yard, you old man."
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You old bastard, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's always somebody. This is just, anyway. All right, so basically, yeah, don't cause an accident, put a point. Don't be a dick. All right, any more stories?
Speaking of dicks.
Behold.
Great segue.
Great dick.
Okay. You're going to appreciate this being a, what's the word, atheist.
Okay.
All right. So, Catholic school statue covered up for being too gross and weird.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so as usual, when you go into Catholic schools, there's a lot of like sculptures and all that to saints, different saints, and like this is Saint Francis Assisi, and this is,
it's usually the saint of the school. I know I went to a school called Saint Anne's, and it was statue of Saint Anne. Like it's just because I went through the Catholic school board when I was in grade school. Anyway.
Yeah, and then I went to St. Joseph's and Notre Dame.
Yeah, so there was probably a statue of St. Joe.
Yeah, it's just a big, you're just sitting there with his hand up so you can high-five him.
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually Joe Namath.
Yeah, it was weird.
And with a halo around his knee, how it miraculously healed.
Yeah.
St. Joe. No, so listen to this. Okay, so a Catholic school in Australia has covered up a statue of a saint giving a loaf of bread to a boy after complaints that it was a little too suggestive, right? The statue of St. Martin de Porres at Blackfriars Priory School, and I won't don't need to tell you where it is, shows the bread being held at crotch level as a smiling boy gazes up with a hand reaching for the loaf. And I've seen the picture, Rob.
What, is like a big French baguette?
No. It's only about like a, it's a small loaf about maybe 6 inches, maybe 7 inches.
Like an Eastside Mario's loaf.
Exactly. Like, okay. Like a loaf you get when you go to a restaurant. You
know? Yeah.
Free bread, you know?
Yes.
So anyways, but the problem is that it literally is at crotch level and he's got it in one hand and it's kind of like on his thigh, really close to his crotch.
Right.
Right, and then there's a smiling kid reaching out for him, going like, "Bread!"
Yeah,
and it is fucking brutal. I don't know who made this, but you need your ass kicked.
Yeah, don't.
The two-dimensional conceptual plan for the statue were viewed and approved by the executive team. Well, this seems normal. How about you? This seems normal to me. This seems normal, eh? This that's what a saint is, right? It's what he does. Yeah, that's what he does. All right, and then. and then they saw the two-dimensional version. When they saw the three-dimensional version, they're like, "Oh, this is potentially suggestive." But potentially.
Potentially. He's serving him a big loaf. and also, too, the Catholic Church are having some problems with offering loaves to boys as it is. Like, they're trying to steer clear of those controversies. And there's no, like, now you just make a fucking statue out of it. Like, seriously, honestly, are we just putting it on Front Street? Like,
it's just like, why even hide it? It's like,
clearly, like, fuck, just own it. It's like, no, I don't think you understand what that means. Like, I mean, if somebody, calls you Four Eyes or something and you just, I wear glasses. You just own it. You don't own pedophilia. You don't, that's not something you... That's not something that should be celebrated. Like,
it's bad enough the church is trying to, people forget that image.
Yes.
Right? Because there's all these jokes that people make about Catholic priests.
Yes.
And I, you know, I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And as so everybody knows, none of them touch me.
No, no.
None of them touch my friends.
No, no.
You know, the majority don't do that. The problem is that it's the job. It's the sicko finds the job. It's not the job that turns
into
and
of course, there's, yeah, exactly.
And that's the problem with my, like, I had also, like, my sister-in-law had said that once, and she was like, well, if they could only get married, then they would stop touching children. I'm like, it's not the same thing.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not like a prison stay where you're gay for the stay. Like, it doesn't work that way with people that are very upset in the mind. Like,
your father, you've been a priest for 30 years. What's it like now? It's like, well, when I first started, I was like, oh, I need to be devoted. And, you know, by year 30, it's like, I could fuck a kid.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it doesn't work. No, exactly. Exactly. I'm assuming once a pedophile, always a pedophile. Like, it just exactly. It doesn't.
That's why they find those jobs, right? Teacher, scoutmaster, right?
Right.
Priest. Anywhere right. where you're in power over children, they would migrate to those jobs.
See, maybe that's why I'm atheist. I was never hit on as a kid in a Catholic school. Maybe
fucking ugly as a kid, Rob. I don't blame them.
I was a butterface. I had a sweet ass, but I was pretty homely in the face.
Jesus Christ. you brought your own bread to school. That was your problem.
Yes, exactly.
I don't need to hit on that kid. He's already got bread.
Yeah. The creepy pedophile. Oh, look at that guy. And I turned around. Oh,
she's just
eesh. That's a shame. Anyway,
and now they had quotes from artists from around the neighborhood, and one of them was laughing his ass off. Right. He's like, it's hilarious. He goes, it's absolutely hilarious. He goes, yeah. He says, I love it. It's an art scandal.
Yeah, it's very scandalous.
It's just like, okay. So not only do you make the school look bad. But you make the saint, who was probably a saint, literally saint, you know, probably performed miracles and healed lepers and stuff. Now no. You made him out to
be pedo. That's Jesus.
No, some of them have done that as well.
I believe they have to prove that they've performed three miracles in order to be deified. Like,
So he's done three sanctify, amazing things.
Yeah.
To be canonized.
Canonized. There we go. But so.
And. So it's like, okay, so you've taken this great man who sacrificed his entire life, and within 5 minutes you turn him into a pedo. What the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus.
All right, can I apologize to all my Catholic brethren out there who have to hear this story.
Yeah, and that accent.
Hey, it's Father McGinnical.
Yes. All right, so if you're going to make a statue, don't make it so phallic-listing. Unless it's a Roman podcast statue, then... put as many loaves you want. Loaf away.
That'll be the year after's Christmas card.
Yes, exactly. The Willy Wonka Christmas card. I won.
No one won.
No one won. No one wins.
No one wins in this situation. You'll see.
All right. Do you have another story for us?
Yeah, I've got another one here. Okay, so let's start with this one. I'll finish with the other one. So, man being chased by police... fills out job application during pursuit.
What? Go on.
Yeah. Massachusetts State Police said that the man that they arrested on Tuesday, this was a few weeks ago, was in a hurry to get away from them, but not in such a hurry that he couldn't stop and check if a local business was hiring.
Oh.
Police said they were involved in a car chase with this gentleman. And at the end of the chase, after the chase ended, he ditched his car and ran inside a wireless store in the mall.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to skip over the names here.
Yeah, of course.
The employee said he ran inside and filled out a job application. He says he was cool as a cucumber. It's like, oh my God, he's running to the mall. Check the videotape. Is he filling out a job application?
it just doesn't. Obviously, with most of these headlines you read on the show, like, criminally insane is a viable plea for most of these people. Like you commit a crime, the cops are chasing you, and you break because, you know, you might actually, what he's probably doing, he wants a job and he wants to be very honest. because a lot of job applications have. I'm
in the same page as you. He's like, sir, have you ever been arrested for crime?
Nope.
Not yet.
No, exactly. Do you have a criminal record? Nope. I do not. And I can say that with an honest, straight face.
That's right. He said, not yet. Literally looking at his watch when he says it.
Yeah. Okay, so was he finally arrested, obviously? Like, he was...
Yeah, they said it looks like they found his car, and they said that they interviewed the employee of the wireless store, and they were hearing helicopters outside. Police were coming in from every direction. He said that they had a feeling something was up, and when Carpenter asked the officer, he's like, "That's who we're looking for." And he showed me a picture, and I'm like, yeah, that's him. And he grabbed the other officer. So basically they went in canvas, place going, we're looking for this guy. And they went, oh, yeah, here's his info.
Yeah, exactly. Here's his home address, his SIN number or whatever. What do they call in the States there? Your
Social Security number.
Social Security, yeah. We call it Social Insurance number for some reason. Anyway, yeah, here's everything you're going to need on him. And references, too.
And don't worry, sir. We've corrected your job application to say that you did have a criminal record.
Yes, you do now. Not to worry. Well, okay, that's just being stupid. Like, I don't know. Maybe...
We never know. If he got away, then, you know, it worked out for him, and, he could have a job. So right. He was like right. this is perfect. It's like, sir, can we help you with something? Yeah. Are you guys hiring? Your helicopters and the military's following them, and it's kind of like, you know, ET being chased by the military.
Yes.
Stopping and going, Reese's Pieces Factory. You guys hiring?
Yeah, exactly. No? Well, I can imagine if you were filling out an application at a Tim Hortons here in Canada and you got arrested. Well, because there's just cops littered there. Like, if you're, it's like, hey, that's the guy from those wanted posters. Oh shit.
It just runs into a Dunkin' Donuts. I just robbed a bank. Do you have an application?
Yeah. All right. We got time for one quick more if you have one.
Yeah. Okay. So we just passed one of our favorite holidays.
Okay.
Black Friday.
Yes. Okay.
And I love it because I get to report on it.
Yes.
Black Friday in Canada is Black Friday in the UK, it's a slaughter fest. Black Friday in the US, it's a nuclear war.
Yes, I've actually seen pictures of this, because we don't celebrate Thanksgiving when the US does, but because of all the Black Friday hype and us being literally neighbors, there are a lot of stores and chains, and obviously because we have a lot of mutual chains too that will have Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
So they just kind of, it's an excuse to have a shopping day. So, but it's a little bit more civilized up here. Yeah, some of the malls can get crazy, but not like we see footage like all over the social media, like on the Saturday after, and we're like, can you believe this fucking shit?
Yeah, and we have footage of like people walking into Canadian Black Friday, and people are walking in, and the staff are cheering, yay!
Yay,
and
everybody's
like, one guy even stops to like, hey, yeah, you're all cheering for me, yay! Instead of being like, oh, I gotta get that TV, otherwise my baby can't eat. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know if I said this last week on the show, but or somewhere else on another podcast, but I understand. Let's say if you're a single parent, and you mean Black Friday is the only, like, is that PS3 or PS4 or Xbox One is half off, and this is the only time you can afford to buy it for them, then yes, get in line, fight for that PS4, but like there's so, it just gets insane.
Well, this is so let's get to the story. This is where I'm going, right? Huge black, no, this is not where you think I'm going.
No.
Huge Black Friday brawl inside a mall as shopper throws a shoe which hits a baby and women wrestle on the floor.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I think that's self-explanatory, but go on.
Black Friday shoppers got into a huge brawl at a shopping mall as wild footage shows women wrestling on the floor, and I did see the video, and it is insane, and being handcuffed by police. Even while they're being handcuffed, they're fighting each other, right? Women were seen punching and kicking each other, while one allegedly threw a shoe that hit a baby.
Wow.
Honestly, who brings a baby to the Black Friday?
Well, yeah, that's your first mistake. Don't bring your baby to a Black Friday sale. Like, it just, like, I have my little one's 10 months, and there's no way I'd bring her to that shit show, especially the way, obviously the way these stores are, like, and
I don't gotta sit her, I'll be fine.
Exactly. But also too, if you hit my baby with a shoe, like, you're gonna fucking have a bad day. Like, like, but getting that TV on sale will be the last thing on your mind. Like,
and it says stunned witnesses laughed and recorded on video on their mobile phones. That's the problem with the generation these days. Yeah. Instead of helping out or making things better, they just sit there and turn on their phones and go like, "World star, world star." Yeah. The mall in the U.S. It's in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Had to be shut down early after multiple fights were reported, while a shooting left one person critically injured in a mall in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
In Missouri, can you believe it?
Black Friday shoppers
showed up looking for deals. A number of women were wrestling, were arrested during the brawl inside the shop.
Right.
I won't say the gallery, but that was in Alabama. Nearby, a group of women fight as police pulls one of them off, the other one, while he's trying to handcuff her. So he's like grabbing her, going like, "Get her out of here!" Then, like, and of course, the little baby got hit. So the word was like, "Who brings a baby to Black Friday?"
Yes,
which is true. I mean, out of all this stuff, like, of all these people, you know, beating the shit out of themselves and spending millions of dollars, I don't give a shit. Like, okay, one, we reported a few months ago about that mother who pulled a gun when that lady tried to, like, who grabbed her daughter by the hair and threw her to the ground.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
In the Walmart, right? And the lady pulled the gun out. Well, what do you think's going to happen on Black Friday?
But yeah, exactly. Like,
Americans are pretty much armed, so you know it's not going to end well.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just because I know I'm sure in some places they're very civil, but it's become this huge meme thing. It's become a thing. Like, so it's, and everybody points back to, "Oh, remember the Cabbage Patch days from the 80s? And it's like,
yeah, it was nothing like that.
No,
man. Look, I won't get too political, but it's due to social economic reasons.
Yeah.
The disparity that's taking place, the gap between the rich and the poor.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's harder and harder for people to get shit. So whenever you can get a chance to get a deal on something.
And that was the point I made. If you're a single parent or even if you're married, if this is the only time you can get your kid that one thing they want for Christmas, then yeah, I get it. I completely get it. But please, people, fucking stop shooting each other and stop throwing shoes at babies. Like, God, I don't believe it. Why do I have to say that? Why does that have to be a thing? Like,
well, look, I want to know, because, I mean, maybe if I be devil's advocate here, maybe the baby was asking for it.
Maybe the baby wanted the shoe.
Maybe the baby was being a dick. Everything like that. Everybody's like, "Oh, babies are so innocent." You don't know. Right?
And also, too, it's probably, no, I'm sure the person wasn't aiming at the baby, but still, don't.
No, of course not.
Don't throw a shoe. Like, fuck, whatever. Who throws a shoe? Like, are we watching Austin Powers? Like,
what is this, fucking Iraq all of a sudden?
Who throws a shoe? Anyway, well, wow. So that's, yeah, I don't, I'm glad. I hope everybody had a safe and happy Black Friday. I know your Thanksgiving was probably great, but, you know.
Don't worry, America. We loves you.
Yeah, that's right.
We know you're good.
Yeah,
we know.
Exactly. And you mean we should have actually. I'm close to the Buffalo border. To the border. I'd be in Buffalo in about an hour if I had to. If I didn't have to go through Border Patrol. But you know, hey, on a Friday night, why not? Just, you know, make your car smell like something and try to cross the border. You might have some good times if you're into that sort of rubber glove stuff. Like,
it smells like shoe baby in here.
We're gonna do a search on you, sir. Oh, good.
What are you doing? What's your business in the U.S.? Well, we were gonna go dedicate a statue.
Yes.
Turns out not so good.
Not so good. Anyway, before we go, we should take care of a little bit of housekeeping. Roman, can you tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Pod and Cast.
And that's also for Instagram. And can you tell them where they can find yourself?
They can find me at Roman Citizens on the Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Excellent. Everywhere. Well, except for Grindr, apparently. You always put up a protest. But anyway,
it's,
I'm sure.
First of all, so you know, I'm not on Grindr.
No.
I just changed cell phones.
Right.
So it turns out I'm on Tinder. So Roman Citizens on Tinder.
Oh, okay. So, but on Grindr, is that like, do you swipe right or do you left?
You just wipe your butt afterwards, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, okay. Very good. Very good. Anyway, you can find myself on Twitter at RobertMMCast and Cast1973 on the Instagrams. And do not forget about RomanPodcast.com. We have the Ask Roman and Rob Anything button. You click on that and we'll get a message. You can ask us anything. And if it's appropriate, well, anyway, I'm sure it is, we'll answer it on the show. Also, don't forget, on that website, you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Network, and also our little Amazon widget. If you're shopping on Amazon for the holidays, just go to our website, click on the Amazon banner, and it just takes you right to Amazon. It's one more click for you, but Amazon gives us a little kiss to support the show. Also, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send to Roman, that's at romanpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, the married man, care of Rob, same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. And also, there is the review reach around. If you like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts or /iTunes, or what it's formerly known as, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you, any podcatcher you listen to this show on, if there's a review section, give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a, we want a 5-star shoe to a baby reach around.
Shoe to the baby loaf reach around. Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Gass.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional. That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano, too. But I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
Jigawatt. What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.